You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Yeah! That's a lot going on right there, Slee. How are you feeling today? How are you feeling on a fine Monday morning after a wonderful afternoon?
Yeah, gotta be honest with you. Kind of knew Taylor didn't like us.
He ditched us.
You know what I mean? Like, Taylor, I was waiting for an opportunity to come to just be like, freaking screw these guys. At least not on a Monday. I don't want to start my week off with these idiots.
I think he's just a nice guy. I think he's helping Laura out. Laura had a little scheduling conflict, and she needed to be somewhere else. So they did a little swap. That's what friends do for each other.
I much prefer the story of he doesn't like us.
Welcome, Laura. Better.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, he did me a solid. So thank you, Taylor. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Are you just, is it one and done, Laura? Just one day, and then you're back to normal tomorrow?
Yes.
All right.
One and done.
See, so maybe you can have this out with Taylor tomorrow when he comes
back.
Maybe
ask Laura.
Oh, yeah, we're doing that.
No,
that's
not
a very good idea.
No,
oh, no, we are.
No.
You can answer him however you want.
I wasn't even paying attention to that portion. Just Emily. Emily.
I'm sorry, guys.
Listen to this. Listen to Em.
I'm trying.
What happened?
We had 6 water polo games this weekend. So I was yelling at a lot of kids.
Gotta yell at them. That's
about it. And, hey, guess how many we won?
How many did you play?
Six.
So you had 6 tries. I'll say you won 0.
8.
We won 1 game.
Hey, 1-5. That's
the caveat is we were playing the other team from Rose Bowl. So we were playing two Rose Bowl teams.
You played yourself?
Yes, essentially. So.
Yeah. That still counts.
Hey, it's fine. It was a good
weekend. You're on the right side of it.
I could see, by the way, Chris, how funny is that? Sat in an Arby's parking lot for 2 minutes. Come on now. If you're already there, you're already in the parking lot, might as well go through, grab a couple of beef and cheddar, some mozzarella sticks, and get the hell out of there.
Feels like one of those devil angel moments, right, where you got one on each shoulder and one saying the beef and cheddar is the way to go, and the other one's like, no, just keep it moving. Just go eat something, get some fruits and vegetables in your life. You're having that moment where you're trying to decide what you're going to do.
I had one of those Friday night, and I ended up making the right decision.
But it wasn't
because I wanted to make the right decision. It's the line at In-N-Out was too long.
So you hadn't made the decision for you. What'd you end up with?
I actually did not.
Nothing?
Yeah.
Oh, you were just going to go late night calorie bomb.
I had no reason to go get any more food.
Yeah.
I had plenty of food.
Sometimes that's the best reason.
I had plenty of food. And it was 11:15 at night. What do you really need to go?
I'm with you. If you would have called me, I would have driven up here and gone with you.
I pulled in. The line was so long. I'm like, no, this is perfect.
Did you? So were you enjoying yourself up to that point? Is that what spurred the 11 o'clock decision?
I was. I had a lot of poor decisions on Friday night, food wise, and I just decided let's make one more bad decision.
In for a penny, in for a pound, right?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Might as well go big.
Chris brought up an interesting point. Are you a telescope guy?
Such a telescope guy.
No?
Yeah, I was all over it.
I will never do this. Okay, this goes right into the category of me owning a motorcycle. Okay, I would very much love to own a motorcycle. I also know I will never own a motorcycle because I'm terrified of them and I would kill myself. So that's not going to happen. I would very much like to be an astronomy guy, Slee. I'd like to have a telescope.
I
really think it's interesting. I truly do. But then I go to it seems like a lot of work. And I quit I even start.
It's just looking through something.
No,
it's
you got to find the stuff. I've done a little bit
then
of it.
Then you got to focus
hard.
It. Then you got
yeah,
line,
and it
then
moves.
If your shoulder hits it.
Stuff
then,
moves.
Then what happens?
So you move the telescope.
No, it doesn't work quite like that. So I had a buddy that his dad was literally a nuclear physicist. Okay, like not like as a euphemism.
I just got a migraine.
His father was a nuclear physicist. He was one of the people that helped design the reactor down in San Onofre. Okay, that's what he does for a living. And he had an astronomy thing. He really liked it, right? So he would take his telescope into the backyard every once in a while, and he'd dial it up, and you could see Saturn with the rings and all. Just stunningly beautiful and everything. But it's only in the field of vision for really, really short period of time because it moves through so quickly, and just the slightest, teeniest little adjustments on that thing, and it's gone. Like, you need to know the exact coordinates, where to look, and all that stuff, Slee. But you should get for Christmas. You know what I'll do? I'll just ask Yates for one because apparently he's giving out presents.
Yates kind of came.
Yeah.
Through.
Right? How about that? Yates gave me a Louisville Slugger baseball bat that says Go Gauchos and has my name.
He
awesome.
Said it. What was this? I don't know.
A month or
three
so
weeks
ago?
Ago? Yeah, 4 weeks ago. What was it there? Was it College World Series? What was it?
No, he was in Louisville.
Oh, that's
I forget
right.
what
that's
it,
right.
oh,
that's
he
right.
was. Oh, it was moderating a panel. That's okay. what it was. Yeah.
And he said, I said something about bourbon. He comes back with bourbon. You said something about a bat. This dude straight up, and you got it today, came through with a bat. That's big time. That I think that solidifies you and I will never probably get anything as good for each other as
oh, for sure.
Did.
Well, if you got me a telescope, it would help. Just get a cheap one, like from Big Five or something like that. You know, just little, I don't know, yep. where do you get a telescope? Big Five? Walmart? So
you know what
somebody's got
to
have
I'll get
one.
You a telescope. I want you to get me the same hoop that's at Crypto. I want one of
like
those just official hoops that just you can fold down as well and wheel it off when you need to.
Those are don't leave it out in the front yard though. The HOA comes by quick with the hoop.
We know about that one.
They do not like that. Your hoop's out for more than a day or two, you get the letter.
But Travis, now you're just brandishing a weapon around the office now.
Nah, I put it back in the box.
You're
it's
using
fine.
It as a pointer.
I took a walk with it. I wanted to see if I could use it as kind of like a cane to strut around.
They
it
won't
didn't work
let,
really for me.
They won't let kids just shoot some hoops in the neighborhood?
You got to put it away.
What do you mean you got
to
put it
you
away?
You have to literally wheel it back behind your house or in the garage okay. or whatever it is. You can't leave
they
it out
on
the street.
You understand that you're either filling this thing up with sand or dirt to make sure that it doesn't fall over, correct?
That falls into the YP.
Or water, I'm sorry.
That falls into the YP problem, which
so
is
do it
you
every,
problem.
Every day, you got to just take the hoop back and forth?
Yes. Now, you can leave it out for a couple of days Sheesh. Before they'll give you the letter, but they will give you the letter.
God, yeah. HOA sounds worse than
Fun
John.
Ruiners.
Yeah,
John,
a little
Emily's,
bit.
Emily's neighbor.
A little bit, but the neighborhood looks nice. There's not a lot. Yeah. There's not a bunch of junk
yeah,
laying
no
out
fun.
In the front yard. No, there's plenty of fun. It's just not dirty and messy, but a little bit. Everybody's a little bit on edge. You can't change your garage doors without approval of everybody else, too.
A little disappointing this morning, not getting winning time.
I watched it again yesterday. I really did. So Susan had not seen the final episode, so she wanted to see it, so I went and watched it again. So I feel like I'm a little up to speed on Winning Time, even though it's old. We need to go again. We're going to need another show to watch.
When you start, this happens all the time. Anytime you start streaming anything, if you get into something that you like Monday nights, it's Better Call Saul, even though I don't think it's really lived up expectations. I'm going to still watch all the way through.
For sure.
But Sunday nights was Winning Time.
Yeah.
So now you feel like I need something to watch on Sunday nights. I need something to replace Winning Time.
You and I don't have a ton of overlap. That's the problem, right? Like we both like Winning Time. We both like Better Call Saul. But there's a lot of you like Ozarks. I never really got it. I know it's good, but
Ozark's great.
It's too far down the road for me to catch up now. So that's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. We need to find some overlap.
I was
overlap.
A huge Game of Thrones guy.
Yeah,
you were not.
Yeah, well, we do share our disdain for Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
That's something that we could
out
not watch
nowhere.
That at the same time. That's
it
kind of a fun way to do
it. It was arguably the most popular show ever, and we decided not good enough.
So you can have it. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, I'm good.
Did you get the games in on Friday? You were very worried about your basketball viewing habits
right.
on Friday. Didn't take me through it.
So Friday night, I was in a little bit of a situation because I had to go to a kind of a graduation party, but we had two important Game 6 going on, right? There's obviously a lot of ties on this show and the Bucks and the Celtics.
Clearly.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, what is Bobby Portis going to do? There's a lot riding on that Game
Pat
6
Connaughton
matchup.
Guy. Is he on the Bucks? I think he's on the Bucks.
Yeah, you're good. Yeah. You're good. So this is what ended up happening. What ended up happening was, time-wise, I thought I was screwed because I thought they were all going to get together around 4 or 5 o'clock. You have to drive over to Hacienda Heights. There's 3.5 hours in itself right there. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't get together until about 7. So if they weren't going to get together till 7...
You don't have to be there till 8-ish?
8-ish. That's how I looked at it. I'm like, well, if they're not getting there until 7, well, I don't got to show up at 7. I'll show up at 8-ish.
Sure.
I caught the whole first, and I even told my girl, and God
bless
her.
Did you go home? Did you post up at a bar or a restaurant? What did you do?
No, just at home. Just home. Caught the whole first game. So first game, no problem. She was already gone. She was already at her parents' house where they were going to have the graduation. So I got the whole first game, no problem. First game ended, then I went into the shower and tried looking like a normal individual. Then got in my car. My car to Hacienda Heights. Got the ESPN app. Throw on the game. Caught the whole first half. Warriors and Memphis. By that time, Memphis started blowing it in the second half. I had no problems. Everything was solved.
See, the universe takes care of you. Just when you think you're going to have to weasel off the hook and find some way to watch a game on the down low, everything worked out.
Appreciate people on Twitter looking out for me as well, saying, Slee, did you catch the first game? I caught the whole game.
And then you went drinking all day on Saturday. I got a picture from you in the middle of the day where you're stumbling into a bar.
Buccaneer, bro.
What time was that? Like 2:30, 3 o'clock, something like that?
Later. It was later.
Was it later?
What day was this?
Well, we're going to find out right now.
No, it was probably around 6.
Let's see. Hold on. I'm going to tell you exactly when it was.
You know you called me afterwards?
Did I? Was it pocket dial?
Yeah. And I kept saying hello.
You're right. It's 5:55.
I kept saying hello. Nothing. Nothing.
What was I doing? Was I doing anything good?
I heard like music in the background.
What, 5:50 on Saturday? I was home. I was home at 6 o'clock on a Saturday.
You were like at a... I thought you were like at a musical or something.
Played a little golf on Saturday morning. Enjoyed myself. Good deal. Came home. Had a little sushi and called it a night.
This is what happened. I was going to go to that place in Sierra Madre, the Lemon's S place. Mm-hmm. But then I kind of felt like, hey, before we go in there, I get a nice drink from the good old Buck. Got one from the Buccaneer. And then
just one?
Yeah, one.
Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, they...
No, they got a heavy hand. They got a heavy hand. That's a good way to do it.
When the dude brought out the drinks, I'm like,
just me.
Am I pouring somebody else a drink with my drink?
ESPN Radio is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All the Game 7s, including the ones yesterday, Slee. Chris Paul.
Telescope talk.
Chris Paul, man.
Yeah.
Chris Paul is a very, very interesting guy that I don't think anybody really has a lot of nice things to say, including Pat Beverly. Mm. We'll do that next. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Do you have that poison that you gave me? Have you tried that?
I have tried the poison twice. And,
not working for you?
Nope.
What about the Halls drops?
I have that. I have eaten probably half a bag of one, and now I have the medicine ball that Laura told me I should
have. Oh, I've tried that. So, I think you told me about that, Laura. I think
hopefully
that's right.
On the mend.
Yeah, you'll be surprised. That actually, it's got a ton of caffeine and vitamin C. Is that what it is, Laura?
It has lemonade and honey, and it's like steamed lemonade, so it just kind of soothes your throat.
If you stretch your left hamstring, takes care of it.
What are you, like acupuncture, no idea. Pressure points?
No idea.
Have you ever done that, by the way? Have you ever done acupuncture?
Never done it.
So I did
I hate needles.
I did it a few times. I had a thing called a Morton's neuroma in my foot, which is where a bunch of nerves kind of get tangled up on each other in the body. It feels like there's a rock in your foot, but it's not. It's just all these nerve things and all the dot. No, nobody could really do anything with it. Medication, nothing. I said, I'm going to try acupuncture. And they put some in your feet and your legs. They put a bunch of them in your face. Gone.
I believe it.
Gone.
Oh, I believe that.
It's magic.
Gone. Like with a couple of sessions, gone. I'm fully in. So if you want me to come over and stick needles in your face, you just let me know. I'll be over there and
they work on my
hook you up. I don't know if it'll work on a sore throat or not, but hey, it worked on a needles in the face. Fix your feet. I don't know if you knew that. I'm basically a scientist.
No,
now.
You're a doctor.
Chris Paul is hurt. Chris Paul is he's hurt. He had a quad injury, according to Mark Spears, that was reported. I'm sure that he probably had a leg that was a little sore, but here we go again, right? That the Mavericks beat the Suns, not just beat the Suns in a Game 7, embarrassed them, humiliated them. They were, what was it, were they up by 54 at one point? I think 54 was the max, right?
They were up high 40s.
Was it high 40s? Maybe I'm thinking 50. Of that Warriors
you're thinking Memphis,
Memphis game.
And,
yeah.
46.
So it was 42 almost the entire second half. Mm-hmm. It was an unbelievable just debacle on behalf of the
57
Suns.
57-27 at the half. They had 27 points. Spencer Dinwiddie had outscored the entire starting lineup of the Suns in the first half.
And the only thing surprising about it is that it wasn't all that surprising that Chris Paul in elimination games, tight games, plays poorly more often than he plays well. One of the great players of his generation, and he is that. He's a deadlock cinch Hall of Famer. There was anybody sitting at home watching that game, Al, thinking, I can't believe Chris Paul's playing like this. No. because it happens over and over and over again. The weirdest part about it, it seems like everybody that's not a fan of the team that Paul happens to be on today, whether it's the Thunder or the Hornets or the Clippers or whoever, they're Chris Paul fans, but it seems like everyone else is not. It's almost people enjoy watching him come unglued.
All right, I can't fully explain. I was talking about this after Phoenix went up 2-0. I don't know if I could fully explain that, yeah, I'm okay. If CP3 loses, I kind of like it. Maybe I can look back and say, all right, well, when he was with the Clippers and the way the Clippers used to beat up on the Lakers, beat them by 40, beat them by 45. But I think more for me the CP3 portion is you're somebody that acts like you've won 3 championships in a row. You have not.
Very true.
You walk around like you're the greatest player in the history of the NBA. You're not. And I think there's something to it. Because if you go on Twitter yesterday, why were people really enjoying the Suns falling the way they did? Is Phoenix that hateable of a team?
No.
I don't think they are.
I want to stop you right there. No, but he is. Phoenix is not. Devin Booker is not a hateable guy.
Monty Williams is not a hateable guy.
DeAndre Ayton is not an unlikable guy. Chris Paul.
Jay Crowder is a little annoying.
But he's Jay Crowder. He's a middle-tier NBA mm-hmm. player. Who cares? Mm-hmm. Chris Paul is a star, and other than the team that he happens to be on at the moment, no one likes him. He is a deeply unlikable guy.
I think there was a combination for me. For me, it was, yeah, I want to see the Phoenix Suns lose, or I want to see Chris Paul lose. That's fine. But I think I wanted to see Luka win more than anything else. And we're getting a chance to watch. Remember, the first two playoff series for Luka, they had the Clippers in round one, right? Luka took the Mavs to 2 Game 7s against the Clippers. So we haven't got a chance to see really what Luka can do in the playoffs. We saw it in the first round. They beat the Utah Jazz this year. And remember in Utah he missed the first 3 games, so he thought, okay, well, the Mavs aren't going to go anywhere. I think there's this fascination of wanting to also see how far Luka can go.
I think they're happening at the same time, but mm-hmm. I think they're very separate. Like if Luka had played like he played yesterday in Game 7 against the Warriors, I would love to see him do a performance like that, but it does make me hate the Warriors. You know what I mean? Like the Warriors, I still like Steph Curry. I still like Klay. I still like Draymond Green. Whereas with Chris Paul, I enjoy watching him fail. And here's the thing. Pat Beverly was on Get Up this week. He's basically on every show. He's always on First Take right now. And this is what he was talking about with Chris. One of many things he said about Chris Paul.
He can't guard. He literally can't guard.
He can't guard.
Yeah. CP can't guard nobody, man. Everybody in the NBA know that.
Everybody can't guard anybody.
What we call him? Cone. You know what you do with cones? Like when in the summertime, you got a cone. You make a move. What does the cone do?
Stay still.
Exactly. Yeah. He's a cone. Stop playing, man.
That's not a Phoenix Suns thing. That's not a Luka thing. That's a I don't like Chris Paul thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as somebody that has been very vocal about, hey, I'm cool to see CP3 fail, I think it's how they failed yesterday, right? Like, you're down at home in Game 7. I was surprised by the outcome. I really was. I know you were saying that why should you be surprised. I was surprised by the outcome.
I was surprised by the end result of a 40-point blowout, but I wasn't surprised that Luka won a game. Luka's that good.
Luka's that good. Phoenix won how many games in the regular season?
62, I want to say.
They had like an 8-game advantage over everybody else. Anything can happen in a Game 7, no question about it. But damn, the way they lost, how they lost, the fact that you're at home and you're down at 40 by 40-something. So I was surprised how it all kind of played out. The Pat Bev thing, that's interesting. Because it is what Pat Bev is saying, is that how a lot of his peers feel about Chris Paul? Do a lot of players in the NBA not like Chris Paul? I don't have the answer to that. I really don't. But the way that maybe you and I think about him could be completely different of the way other players think about him. But Pat Bev making it clear that, yeah, there's a lot of people not too crazy about CP3.
You touched on it briefly. There's something about the way he carries himself.
He acts like he's a four-time champion.
You're 100% right. He carries himself like he could walk into a room with LeBron James and Dwayne Wade and Kobe Bryant and Shaquille O'Neal and the other great players of this generation, Steph Curry, these guys, right? And be like, yeah, I'm just like you guys. And he's just decidedly not. Mm-hmm. There's just such a – but he might walk around like he's done more than all of the – there's something that he radiates off of his personality that is just deeply, like – out of line with his levels of accomplishment. LeBron James is fully aware of who he is,
yep,
and what he's done.
Mm-hmm.
But he's LeBron James. Been to the finals 74 times. I've been the MVP of the league 62 times. I've been the best player on the planet for the last 15 years, and everybody knows it, and I know it, and that's yep. cool. Chris Paul walks around like he's that, and he's lost four game sevens in a row. He's never won an NBA championship. He blew a 2-0 lead in the NBA Finals last year.
He's the first player ever to blow five 2-0 leads in a best-of-seven
series.
And
the crazy thing is, he's really good. Look, everybody blows a game. Happens mm-hmm. all the time, right? Mm-hmm. Magic blew games. Larry Bird blew games. Kobe blew games. It happens. But they didn't happen every time. And he still walks around like he's the man. And this is why guys like Pat Beverly, you heard the one calling him a cone. This one's saying nobody's afraid of the Suns.
Boy, scared of Luka. Ain't nobody afraid of anybody over there in Phoenix, man. Everybody in the league knows that, bro. Like, it's just that y'all don't know that because y'all not in the locker room. No one's afraid of Phoenix. No one's afraid of Phoenix. Yeah. I talked to some teammates. I ain't going to say who because I'm going to say who. Forget it. I talked to Paul George last night, man. Pat, ain't nobody scared of them.
I'm sure Paul George appreciates getting thrown into
that. Yeah, PG,
that.
I don't know if he's the one. I don't
Paul
know.
George is in his living room going, damn, Pat, Ben, what are you doing? Why did I just thought we were having a conversation? Why are you throwing me in on this? Because Paul George also has had some big eyes at some big moments,
oh, yeah.
too. That's probably not a great look for him. And I get it. Pat Bev is the ultimate instigator, right? He's the guy that likes to get under your skin. He's the guy that likes to tell you what you got wrong. I understand this, but I think he's onto something. Nobody's as scared of them, and they're not scared of them because of Chris Paul, because of his reputation, because he did it again. And I know you can say, well, he's injured here, and he didn't actually play it okay yeah. here. But this is a, what did you say, 5-2-0 leads?
5-2-0 leads.
That's, first. No.
I don't think anybody's done a 4.
No.
Anybody has 4.
And I think the second closest is Blake Griffin, right? And 3 of those were with Chris Paul.
So I don't want to get too much into the basketball weed of things, but Chris Paul was really bad these mm-hmm. last couple of games. Devin Booker, CP3, and DeAndre, and I think combined, had 25 points, something like that. So it was an utter collapse. You're not going to see too many collapses like that in a Game 7. And I think the Suns being out, I go back to this, and you know, this I think could lead into our next conversation. You know how much, and I've kind of said this a few times to you before, I just love watching Luka play the game of basketball.
Oh, sure.
I think for the NBA, would it have been a good series? Got the Warriors and the Phoenix Suns? Probably. Bro, you got your star into the Western Conference Finals. You get a chance to see Luka. I mean, Luka has this. You were just talking about guys that they do it a certain way. Guys that they act like. Luka's got such a perfect balance. And I know he's only 23 years old, so we'll see what
stupid,
the hell happens down the road. But he's got such a perfect balance of, I'm going to rip your heart out. Granted, I'm only 23. Granted, I haven't got this far. But this Game 7 moment doesn't really affect me in any way. I could actually elevate my game
That's
to another
it.
Level.
That's it.
That's incredibly unique at such a young age.
He's already proven, unlike Chris Paul, he's already proven, this is not too big for me. We might not win. Mm-hmm. I don't have a good enough team yet to win, but it's not going to be because I play bad. I am here to do what I do, and to beat me, you're going to have to do a little bit better. To beat me, you're going to have to take me out. I'm not shooting us out of this game. I'm not going to get the big eyes. I'm not going to get the tight little, you know, short little release at the yep. foul line. I'm going to do my thing. He has that thing where he walks onto the floor to start the game, and you could see it in his eyes. You could see it on his face. And then when they got out, he got like the first 8 points of the gamers. He got off to a really quick start. It was one of these, guys, I'm here to do this. You know I'm about to do it to you. I know I'm about to do it to
I'm
you.
I'm going
to
carry my
you,
team.
You
They're
better be on
my
level.
Mm.
And they weren't. And his confidence comes from a place where we've seen the results. Paul's confidence comes from just racking up a bunch of stats and being mm-hmm. really good for a really long time, making a bunch of all-star games. I get it. He's really good. But that it's a fugazi. I'm going to steal your line. His strut in those games is a fugazi, whereas Luka's is, look, I'm just telling
real
you,
deal.
I'm here to do this. I've done it. We lost to the Clippers a couple years ago in Game 7, but it wasn't because I kept missing. I didn't have a good enough team.
I'm
better. My team's a little better. You can't stop this.
What was your stupid stat? What was the stat you had? It was something stupid where Luka outscored Devin Booker, out-rebounded DeAndre, and what was it?
Outscored Booker 218-164, out rebounded DeAndre Ayton 69-57, and out assisted Chris Paul 49-40.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm about this. I'm not going to tell you I'm about this. I'm actually about this. And here it comes. It's time for some Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. We've got some calls that I want to get to. But what would we get? We're down to the final four, Al. Yeah. Best lineup, final matchup available. That's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
All right, I'm going to take a poll here, guys. The trap that Sliwa picked up by the vending machine a couple weeks ago, remember the little mouse trap, rat trap, whatever we're calling it, the sticky one, not like the snappy one, the sticky one. It's gone.
Yeah, it's gone.
Do we think that's good news or bad news? Does that mean that it served its purpose, yeah, or we've given up?
I think it means the operation didn't go as planned. That we got to set the traps in different places, different areas.
There's one by the back door, too.
I think two under your chair, like right in that area.
You have no idea how much that would upset me if that were true.
Just two under there, just in case.
You know what? I know you're kidding.
Walk over it.
I know you're kidding.
And then you can go wherever you need to go.
And I'm going
to
check right now just to be sure.
Okay. Nothing?
We're okay. I would have literally done the show from a standing position on top of the desk had there been traps underneath there, and I couldn't see.
Yeah, it's gone. It's gone. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, you have a battle and you have to accept your L, and I think we accepted the L.
Maybe the rat like picked it up and threw it away on his own. Just decided.
Very smart rat.
We don't need this. Just throw that thing. That thing's not working on me. Do it. Go again. I'm hoping it means that it got something. They had to throw it out because it was full.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
It was just one rat. That's it. It's our problem solved.
So did your voice go like in the middle of all of your games or what happened?
I like how her voice goes, but today's the day she's like, no, I'm going to.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm gonna... it kind of went in the middle of the games. And so I tried to stop talking, but then, it just kind of turned into the whole thing. Yeah, it kind of started going at the end of the first
day.
Who did
you yell at? What kid messed up?
Johnny and Billy were not playing proper defense.
I want his name and I want his parents' name.
So for one thing, too, it's in water polo, they can't hear you unless you're yelling because their heads are in the water. So if their heads are up across the pool, they can't hear you otherwise. And they like to be a chatty bunch. So, yeah, it's Jimmy and Bobby. Yeah, they're on my no-no list.
How many more games do you have left?
We have a couple tournaments, but not again until Memorial Day weekend.
Memorial Day weekend.
So does the season just kind of go in perpetuity? Does it end and restart?
It's kind of a year-round thing, so there's 2-month break. So it goes into the end of July. They have JOs then, which is the Junior Olympics, and then after that is 2 months off.
When do you – see, the reason I'm asking is when do you get a new team with better players? That you've won two games in 9 months is depressing.
In October.
All right. So, he's got to get to the end of the line.
He's got to get to October.
But who knows? Just fire Hebel.
Man, it's gone. It's just like it was there, and now the rat trap is gone, and now I don't know how to feel about that.
You know what's funny? I thought, when I went and got a coffee a little bit earlier, I thought I noticed that, but I guess I just didn't pay enough attention to it. Respect to whatever rodent is kind of finding his way through everything.
You have a rat stuck in your car?
I think I do. So, I went to get an oil change, and you know how they do like the filter change and all that
yep.
stuff? So
and
then,
they could see
right,
if there's
something. So I was like, oh, it can't be that. But then you know, I was driving this weekend. It was hot. So I turn on the AC and it smells funky. Mm. So I'm like, why? And the last time that happened, I had a rental from, I'm not going to say the dealership. And when I took the car, they opened the hood and it was like a nasty dead rat in there. So I have a feeling I might have a dead rat in my car.
So,
but I ain't dealing with that. I can't do that.
I think that's more common than you think.
Yeah,
it is, unfortunately.
And they go there to get warm. Yeah. I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
They snuggle it's in like, because the engine's warm.
Ew.
A little tanning bed, right? They you need to. Do you have a somebody in your life that's a mechanic that can look at these things?
And, I mean, I just moved to LA, so I have to drive far to kind of go do that. But I have to go do it because it's stinks,
well.
Man.
Luckily for you, Funches.
Oh,
pro.
Funchy. Nice.
Funches doesn't matter. This guy, the car on the side of the road, he just instantly backs up behind him and just starts taking.
I know everything
business.
About an automobile. Everything.
Nice. You're gonna deal with that.
Engine.
I really know how to change my oil.
I know how to put gas in it. I could probably refill your washer fluid to clean your windshield. That's about the extent of my I can fix a I can change that fix. I can change a flat tire. I can do that.
Oh,
that's about it. Rats in your engine, Slee. Have you ever looked in yours?
Whoa.
I really wish you would open that shop that your dad wanted to do. It would be a whole new life for you. So Alan Slee would have coveralls. They would say Slee on them. That's,
dad,
what,
it's
that's all it would be.
110 degrees in July in El Cajon. You want me where?
Sure.
Just
coveralls.
Under
getting warm.
And all those places, they just have fans on, right?
Like, they are pretty hot in there. They are pretty hot. ESPN Radio is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Let's try a quick phone call here. Let's go to Boyle Heights and Camillo. Camillo, you're on with Trav and Slee. What's up?
So I just wanted to piggyback on what you guys were talking about with Luka. He's been playing with a grown-up since he's been like 15.
Yep.
At the highest level. So that informs a lot of who he is now. So that's part of what we're seeing. But on the topic of the Suns being unlikable, Chris Paul is definitely a big part of that. Crying Chris Paul. Always crying about something, always flopping on something. But it's not just him. Cameron Payne, Devin Booker. I'll remind you guys a couple years ago, there was a clip of Devin Booker playing a pickup game and crying because he was getting double teamed. He don't have any dog in him, and that's what people see. He doesn't have that dog in him. He don't play defense, so it's really easy to dislike him.
Thanks, Camille. So, look,
you might be
right.
Isn't that funny how quick, like last year – and leading up to the playoffs, it's look at the Suns, look what they've done, look how far they've got, CP3 this, Devin Booker that, Ayton that, and then they get demolished yesterday. It kind of turned pretty fast on the Suns.
I do remember the Booker thing he's talking about, where they were playing pickup games, and
yeah.
He was like, why
like,
are you
I
want
to work on my game,
right.
Don't double team. I think
no
I
double
want to say
it was the double
team Noah. I think Noah was
think right.
Something like that.
I think you're right. So I get it. That's going to rub some people the wrong way. But to me, Booker, maybe Booker doesn't have dog like Camilla's. I don't know. We'll see. To me, it still feels like we're telling the Devin Booker story,
mm-hmm.
right? That he was on a bad team for a long time. Chris Paul comes, they get a little bit better, then they get a lot better, and they're in the finals.
Yep, telling the story.
We don't know what his story is, but the Paul story is just about done. He's near the end of the line, right? Somebody's going to probably give him another deal, but we're getting closer to the end, and it is, we know, they're – you could still see a world where Devin Booker makes big shots in NBA Finals games and they end up winning a champ. Like, oh, sure. I just can't see it with Chris Paul. I just don't see him because whatever's coming up next year, until you see it, I'm never going to buy it. And I think every time this goes by, everybody gets more and more on board that train.
This is what ends up happening, too. And by the way, their best chance of winning a championship was last year. Last season was...
They were up 2-0.
They're up 2-0. Things lined up your way. Lakers got injured. Remember, Kawhi goes out in that series. So there were, you know, just it happens. This happens in the course of a championship run. That was probably their best chance. I thought something that Patrick Beverley said, which is, think about next year. You can win 60 games. Remember last season, Utah had the most regular season wins. That's
yep.
why we're always hesitant on some of these teams. We're hesitant because you haven't won it all yet. So we're not sure.
But
what
we're
you
not
are.
Hesitant with Luka. You know what I mean? We're not, because he hasn't won at all. This is the first time he's gone to the conference finals. It's the first time he's been into the second round. And yet, I think you and I are on the same page. Like,
could
Luka beat the Warriors? Yeah, I think he could.
I'll tell you my hesitancy. I would be hesitant towards, do I think they're going to beat the Warriors? I don't think they're going to beat the Golden State Warriors. Did I think they were going to beat the Suns? I did not think they were going to beat the Suns. So, can I be, of course, can
Can what has happened in the past? Remember Braun early in his career with the Cavs? It's like, no, they're not going to beat the Pistons. Mm-hmm. Of course they're not. And he took them to the NBA Finals. They ended up losing the Spurs that first year. But you looked at the names around LeBron James, and it was like, oh, guys, you're only going to get so far. And he took them to the NBA Finals. I guess the point that you're trying to make is when you have that type of superstar, Luka's, give me the ball, and I will instinctively make the right decision. I'll carry our team. Maybe we'll be talking about Luka in a couple weeks, getting through the Warriors, getting through the Suns. We'll see if it happens.
I have a theory when it comes to clutch play, and it's not necessarily just the NBA. I think it kind of cuts across the board in every sport. Your reputation is going to be determined in your first few bites at it, right? And here's what I mean. Derek Jeter, long before he became Derek Jeter, when he was with the Yankees getting started as a rookie and that team got very, very good, he had some success early in the postseason and became that guy that you could count on. So now I don't have the burden of, hey, can I do it? I know I can do it. I've already done it. So now it's just that much easier for him to be relaxed in those moments and to just be the great player that he was.
This is what I do.
I'm Derek Jeter. Mm-hmm. I'm good at this. He got out a few times too, but I do it. Alex Rodriguez, on the other hand, when he first showed up the first few times, really struggled. Then he comes back the next time. Really struggled again. Comes back a third. Now it's, hey, I don't know if I can do this. And then the pressure, he's the best player in the league. It starts to build. And then the next thing you know, I'm not this guy. I can't find these moments. Barry Bonds.
You lose that mentally.
Barry Bonds, throughout his entire career, was amazing but terrible in the playoffs until he wasn't. And then all of a sudden in the Giants, it just like clicked in. It's like, well, of course, he's Barry Bonds. Of course he can do it.
Kershaw, good example.
Kershaw's a perfect example of it, that you just have these things of, I don't know if I can. If you get Luka, even though his team didn't win the championship, he's making big shots. He's sending games to overtime. Yeah. He's the best player on the court.
He's not the reason why.
It ain't me. Mm-hmm. It ain't me. I'm doing what I can. I can only take these guys so far, kind of the LeBron thing. And now, because he's gotten even better, and because you've got a guy like Brunson whose game is nice, and you get a guy like Dinwiddie who can just kind of show up and
put
get
some
hot.
Put some respect on Brunson's name. I'll never forget that.
I know, right? But now all of a sudden, it's, I can do this because I've done it before. And all I need, look, if Spencer Dinwiddie can just have a night, or if this guy can just have what's the other guy that makes the threes? Kleber.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That if Kleber can, okay, I just need a little bit from a few other guys. There isn't this, I don't know if I can. Of course I can do it. I've done it over and over again. I just need the rest of you guys to come along with me. That's the difference.
What you could have as well, what it takes Shaq, 8 years in the league to finally win a championship. Mm-hmm. What could also happen, and this happens in the league, once you get one or once you finally get there, then all of a sudden it's like, okay, there's absolutely nothing stopping me from here. Kobe had all those air balls against the Jazz.
Sure.
It's like, okay, I'll continue, and you'll eventually get there. But CP3's at a stage of his career. If it hasn't happened now, it's not going to happen.
877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. You can use that for Ask Slee, which is coming up next. You can also send them to me on Twitter, at Travis Rogers. Ask Slee, straight ahead. It's Travis Slee, 710-ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, 877-710-ESPN. If you want to get in on Ask Slee, that's how you do it on the phones. Of course, you can do it on Twitter as well. And we're going to start on Twitter. I like this. I think you're going to get this.
Okay.
Hashtag Ask Slee, Francis and Glendale. Can you spell Wojnarowski without cheating?
This actually, I think, is easier than you think.
I think it is, too. That's why I think you're going to get it.
Because I think you could actually just spell it out. W O J N A R O S K I.
You missed one letter.
What I
Dang
missed?
Dang it!
You missed a W. Wojnarow R O W S K I.
Damn it, Woj!
You left the W out.
Oh, well, it's just gonna be easy, and then I
thought you had it.
I butchered it.
No, it's not Wojnarowski. Rowski. Not Adrian Wojnarowski. That's how you pronounce it.
I'm not giving him two W's.
Maybe that's how guys from San Diego pronounce it. You leave the W silent. That's
silent.
The way that it goes.
Silent.
Let's try Steve in La Habra, hashtag Ask Slee. What do you got, Steve?
Hey, Slee, since the Lakers didn't make the playoffs this year and you're not getting the pre, half, and post checks, extra money, just wanted to know if you might want to be my summer driver helper.
Yes.
UPS.
Yep.
Sounds like hard work.
It will help supplement your income.
Steve, I'm
off.
2 hours
a day after you get off the show, you can just meet me on my route, and I'll buy you lunch.
I'm off at 110 because we have Supercross talk, so I'm off at 110. So I will be available by 1:30.
Get the brown outfit.
Yes. Steve, thank you, man. I appreciate that. Finally, somebody looking out for me.
Do you get to ride like shotgun in the big brown truck, or do you have to like ride in the back with the cargo?
I'm literally kind of going with all the mail and everything.
Hang off the back like a trash man.
Yeah.
Right.
Because for efficiency purpose, he wants me back there, so then I just instantly open up the back, drop something off, and then come back in.
Steve's not there anymore, right? Laura, you just mentioned that story. I saw that story this weekend, too.
Yeah, so I did a What You Need to Know. So one in every four delivery drivers hooks up in their...
In the van.
In the van, as, you know, as they're working. Look at...
Like, hey, Steve La Habra, hit me back.
Yeah.
Hit me back.
You know?
One of four.
Yeah, one of four.
Muncie wishes he was 1-for-4 right now. Muncie will take.
He'd have to get hot to get 1 out of 4 right now. He's not even doing 1 out of 5. That's not happening at all. All right, Jason Levine, got to follow along here. This is complicated.
Okay.
If quitters never win,
quitters
and winners never quit, how do you explain the saying "quit while you're ahead"?
Well, you already got the W. If you're already ahead, just stop
midway
through the third quarter.
Quitters never win. And you're saying quit while you're ahead. It doesn't really work like that.
It doesn't. It's a good observation.
Yeah, that's bothering me.
That seems deep.
It's very deep. Here's another, speaking of, you ready?
Yep.
It's from Steve Chong. And Steve writes, hashtag Ask Slee, if the voice in our heads is us, then who is listening? If the center of the earth is hot, why is it cold at the bottom of the ocean? Hashtag Ask Slee.
Inflation and then the new interest rates and, you know, right?
The ships, the supply
ships,
chain.
The supply chain, all that.
That
best way I could explain it.
The voice in our heads is us. Who is listening? Do you ever argue with yourself? Do you ever constantly negotiate?
Absolutely.
Who wins? The emotional one or the rational one?
The stubborn one probably wins. The stubborn one.
More rational one?
I think stubborn is more emotional.
More emotional, okay.
Yeah, I think so. Which is not a good thing.
You strike me as somebody that makes the right decision more often than not. Mm. You, instead of doubling and finding a non-in-and-out entity at 11 o'clock, then we say, I'll just go home. Like, your initial impulse was bad, but then your secondary one was pretty good.
The fact that I was even trying to go there is just a failure in its own.
Go to Arby's next.
No, don't do that.
Don't do that.
All right, so, Laura, the story that you mentioned, Steve is back. Steven La Habra is back. Steve, does that 1-4 number sound about right to you? Is that about what we're looking at?
If you want to risk your job, yes. So we're Teamsters at UPS. We're union. So we have cardinal sins, which you instantly lose your job. That's stealing, dishonesty, drinking or using drugs on the job, and having an unauthorized personnel in the back of the vehicle. But say if you're delivering, especially when I was a younger driver, maybe not, and a lady said, hey, can you deliver that package and set it in my bedroom? You clock out for a break, and that may happen.
It sounds like a certain – all right, well, I'll leave it at that. Thank you, Steve. I feel like we could fill in the blanks from there.
I think after hours, everything changes. I think that was the message.
How does Astro do it?
I think right. Joe Schmo writes, you're playing a good game of beer pong.
Okay.
You're down to the last cup.
Mm-hmm.
But Chris Paul is asking you to let him do a cameo shot and shoot for you. You letting him, or are you showing CP how to close it out?
We're trying to win the game. So CP just kind of sit in the background. This is going to be a lot of CP3, I think, for a little bit here. He's going to take a lot of this. I do not want Chris Paul taking that final shot. Let's leave it at that.
I'm not saying I get why we're doing the Chris Paul thing today because of what happened yesterday. Mm-hmm. I understand it, but this is not new news. This the Chris Paul they couldn't close the show. This isn't new. I mean, it was more extreme yesterday because of the way they got blown
this
out.
Was all them.
Yeah,
all
but
them were awful.
It seems like people are coming to really go at Paul specifically this time. Whereas if you've been watching Chris Paul, you knew that this was not only possible but maybe likely.
That's when you know it's a CP3 thing because nobody's really mentioning Ayton. No one's really mentioning Booker. They're all just kind of going at CP3. It is more of a CP3 thing.
All right. Jacob writes, for unknown reasons, you're required to you're required to grow unique facial hair. I like they would have to probably be unknown reasons.
Okay. Would you ever have people where they have, it's like patchy, right? Like they can't.
Your beard is nice and full.
I'm fine, but I'm saying most have like
missing parts.
Yeah.
Would you go with a Raleigh Fingers handlebar mustache or the ZZ Top beard or a devil goatee? Maybe something off the board. So you have to do something that's not just, for lack of a better phrase, pretty traditional or normal. You got to go something exotic.
I can't do ZZ
exotic.
Top. I can't
okay,
do that.
Okay, so long beard is out.
Yeah, that's
what out. About a handlebar mustache like Gary McCord or Raleigh Fingers?
I'd rather go handlebar mustache than, is that the other one?
Handlebar is like the curly cues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's handlebar?
Yes.
Yeah. And what was the other option?
The other one is devil's goatee. So like the little pointy goatee. Or
oh, jeez.
That one. Maybe you could go,
Laura,
you just suggested chin strap.
I'll go handlebars.
You could go chin strap just along your line there, right? That'd be a good look for you, Al.
Such a good look. Yes.
Little chin strap beard along the way. I think these are all pretty good ideas. All right, you work at Disneyland. Do you want to work on Splash Mountain, Space Mountain, Thunder Mountain, or the Matterhorn? That's from Michael.
Splash Mountain.
Why?
I think that's my favorite of the rides there.
Really?
Yeah. Splash Mountain's the one that gets dark, right?
Well, they all have dark portions.
Why not Space Mountain?
It's all dark.
No, that's Space Mountain.
Space Mountain.
We're working inside. You know, the other ones, you're working outside.
Space Mountain is the one.
That's the right answer. Funch got it right. It's the only one with air conditioning. The rest of it, you're stuck outside. It's hot.
It's calm, cool, and collective there. You've said in the past, you're kind of a fan of, hey, you could do Disneyland and go walk around.
Sure.
I'm not as, that's the right answer.
I kind of dig in the Matterhorn because I like the little Lederhosen uniforms. I think I could pull that off. I think I'd look pretty good,
good in the high
socks and the suspenders, right? That'd look pretty good. Space Mountain, you get a little futuristic. You get like a jumpsuit.
No, I think you're chilling. You're just kind of sitting there like you guys mentioned. It's air conditioned, shady. You're good to go there.
That's the best one. You're not a Disneyland guy. August, let's say it's early September at Disneyland. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Oh. The line to get into anything with air conditing, that's
how about
tiki
just
room.
Go use the restroom?
Tiki room. Telling you, you could sit in there, watch three shows in a row.
Oh, that's a good one.
You got the Dole Whip right there, too.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Dark, cool, AC sleeve. I'm here to help
Pirates
you.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Not bad, but you got to wait outside in the line.
Well, now it's closed, but that was a good one, too.